Ben Jones, Jim Dolson are here.
How are you?
Staffing.
Still laughing about Disco Demo.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to
quite
look
enough.
It
yeah. YouTube that. It's a.
Oh, boy. It's a classic.
I want to say George Kell was on for the Tigers, and he just lost it.
Like what? Like lost it in a good way?
No.
No.
Well,
no. Oh, no.
You're talking about on the radio.
Yeah. But anger, I mean, like
disbelief. We had a little clip there with the White Sox guy, Jimmy Pearsall, who was a nut himself.
Okay.
But even he just said, this is the worst disgrace I've ever seen.
Worst disgrace I've ever seen.
We don't have any of those kinds of disgraces we're going to talk about here, Greg.
Good.
But before we go in on our topic today, and by the way, there's absolutely no transition from what we're talking about to from what we're talking
about. Yeah, the intro
There's nothing. But it's fun to talk about anyway. Right. So we're going to talk about
about whatever you want to talk
that's
about.
That's right.
It's a show about nothing. We're going to talk about a couple of funny stories that people shared about their siblings. So I've got siblings. Ben, you got?
I got two.
Sibs. I'm the oldest six. Greg, you got some sibs?
Oh, a bunch of them.
Yeah, well, let's see if any of this happened to them. All right. So this guy writes, my sister Margaret been in the church confessional only a few minutes when she ran out as red as a beet. He says, what happened? She says, I passed gas. And then the priest said, and for your next sin.
Well, here's the second story we found about a man who apparently has no filter. He said, my brother recently ran into a woman he'd gone to school with many years earlier. After they caught up, she showed him a picture of her daughter. He said, wow, she doesn't look anything like you. She's pretty.
I don't guess that they were friends in high school either.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, last week we talked about the importance of leaders listening to their employees. Mm-hmm. Now, this week we're discussing how leaders can encourage their employees to share their ideas. And this comes from a Forbes article. It's titled, 8 Ways Leaders Can Encourage Their Employees to Share More Ideas. Boy, that was pretty original.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was just back in July here. So, this article compiles some number of tips from leaders from what's called the Young Entrepreneur Council, or the YEC.
Yeah.
I so named it, the YEC. Young Entrepreneurs Council.
All right, better than yuck. Well, you know, Steve Jobs is credited with saying, it doesn't make sense to hire smart people and then tell them what to do. And one of the points he may have been making is that people have much more value to add than merely executing a list of tasks. And this article gives us 8 tips on how to get our team members to add more value by sharing their ideas.
Yeah, so that's right. You know, we're not going to share all 8 of them, thankfully, right? That's a long time, but we are going to share.
We got all day.
No one wants to listen to us for that long.
That's right. They're barely hanging in for the minutes that we do this each week.
That's right.
So the first tip is make it a point to really listen to your employees. And last week we discussed the differences, you know, between hearing your team members and truly listening to them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So this article underscores the importance of allowing team members to clearly and completely deliver their message and then double back with them to make sure that you heard them correctly. Another tip that is given here is to place equal value on good and bad ideas. Oftentimes, people think if an idea is not perfect, it's not worth sharing, but that's not
really
true.
I'm just thinking the Disco Demo, they didn't really do this really well. They just took that idea and ran with it.
Yeah,
they didn't really think
of it. Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of brainstorming sessions around that one.
They didn't assess much.
Nobody said, that's not a good idea.
Can we talk about this for 5 minutes?
But the reality is, the bad ideas often lead to finding solutions and innovations that will work. I doubt the Cubs will ever do that again. Probably never did.
Probably.
White Sox.
Sorry, I just insulted the Cubs. In fact, the article suggested that starting brainstorming sessions off with everyone sharing a terrible idea to loosen the room. I could do that. I could do that all day long.
I do that every day.
Joseph's talking again. It's a bad idea. So the next time they share, the next tip that they share is to offer some incentives for sharing ideas. You know, the idea is to build a culture where people, you know, they're not punished, Ben, for speaking up.
Yeah, that's for sure. So not only will the company benefit from better ideas, but when team members are incentivized to have an opinion, they are more likely to be, you know, engage more at work and perform their jobs better. Mm-hmm. So another tip given is to offer various platforms for sharing ideas. Mm-hmm. And this really is about providing different environments where people are most comfortable sharing their ideas.
Yeah, you know, that's right. It's important to allow people to take credit for their ideas in front of their peers in a formal meeting, but also allow ideas, you know, to be shared in less formal settings, you know, like you mentioned Slack on here, mm-hmm. and instant messaging and that sort of thing. And
yep.
Now, the last tip we're going to share is to ask for feedback during employee reviews.
Yeah, so I thought this was a great idea. The person giving this tip said, during our quarterly reviews, we give our team a chance to review us. We want to know what they think about our company, their role, and our leadership. So this idea helps make performance reviews a two-way conversation rather than just a one-way dissection of the last quarter or year, right? So
you're terrible at your job.
That's right. People need to know.
That was a really bad idea, the whole disco thing.
That's right. Yeah, I'd like to be part of that annual review. But, you know, people need to know that their feedback does matter.
Yeah, right. And, you know, maybe some of our listeners are working for a company that does value their feedback. And if that's you, or does not value
does
your
not,
feedback.
Yes.
Yep. No. So if that's you, come in and talk with us at US Staffing to talk with us and discuss with us how we can find the right company for you. Or if you're an employer and you need some qualified people for your business, call us so we can help fill in those gaps for your team. So, Ben, how can people find us down here in the Jackson area?
Yep. So if business leaders and potential team members want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at US Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com. Or they can come into our office here in Jackson on Wisner. It's at 707 North Wisner. You won't be able to talk to Jim today, though, because he's going to Clarksville. So the phone number is
listening to disco all the way down.
That's right. The phone number is 787-6150.
Even the Cubs weren't that stupid.
Right.